Hey, yo, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Russ, we told you about the tragically ironic death of Paul Walker in a fiery crash over the weekend. Now we're hearing that production on Fast and Furious 7 will continue. However, the movie will be pushed back because, of course, they have to rewrite the script.
Now, Russ, they said that they were 55 days in on an 80-day shoot.
Yeah.
How much damage you think is done?
That's a lot.
With only 25 days left, you think
the only way around this, unfortunately, is
to put his death in the film. In the film.
Wow.
That's it.
The way they're going to be able to do it.
That's the only way they can do it. Meanwhile, stars continue to pay tribute to the fallen star. RZA dedicates his new song, Destiny Bends, to Walker. The two worked on an upcoming movie, Brick Mansions, so I guess that one's done with production, and that'll be out soon. You can't really call them an unlikely pair. Lil' Kim has teamed up with Miley Cyrus on a new mixtape called Hardcore 2K13, and they have a song called Bad together. Jada Kiss, French Montana, Yo Gotti all on this mixtape. A few picks. So this is the annual list time, Russ. I want to know how you think about these lists, but I got one list. Wait till I get to my last list.
Okay.
This is the one that counts, ladies.
Let's go.
Let's go with this one first. Barbara Walters has her 10 most fascinating people. Who do you expect to be on that list?
Let me see. Kanye.
And Kim K, yeah.
Right.
Anybody else?
I would say...
you know Miley.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus.
Cast of the Duck Dynasty, the whole cast of the Duck Dynasty.
Okay.
She's not going to reveal her full list until December 18th when it comes on TV. And the cool thing...
Tamron
Hall's not on the list. She should be. She should... You know, she may be. I got text to see if she is.
Roland Martin.
No, but he should be on there too. Okay, so this is going to be her last list. So if you made this one, that's cool because she's retiring, or so she says. Rolling Stones has their own list of the 50 best albums of 2013. Kanye has the number two. This last one, Yeezus, they say it's number two. They say it's an electro masterpiece and his most extreme album ever. Now, I will agree with him there. It is his most extreme. Drake's is number 14. Pusha T, Eminem, J. Cole, Earl Sweatshirt, M.I.A.
We should.
Jay-Z's got to be on this list, but the thing is, you got to go through each one, and I'm like, I ain't trying to do all
that. Who made number one?
Oh, you won't know them. It's the Vampire Weekend's Modern Vampires of the City. It's a great song, but it's not an album you would probably listen to. Here are the top 10 searches on Bing for 2013. Who do you think's number one? You're going to be surprised.
I have no idea.
Come on, just guess. Just say anybody in the news.
Tito Jackson.
I hate you. It's Beyonce. Bing. Kim K is number two. Rihanna's number three. Taylor Swift number four. Madonna number five. Russ number 11.
Yeah,
so you didn't make the top 10 list.
But my movie, now, which is going to be on TV One this
Saturday. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's in there.
A Christmas Blessing.
It is on the list. A Christmas Blessing comes on TV One.
8 o'clock
Saturday,
Eastern.
8 o'clock Eastern. Saturday, stars David Banner. Stars
Omari Hardwick.
Lunel. I love her in it. Anyway, there's another list, ladies, that you need to know about. Media Takeout says they have an A-list jump off. I don't know how you get to be an A-list jump off. I guess you sleep with jump offs. She has the list of men with the biggest.
I see you here on the C-list.
Oh, wow.
Well, what you can know is none of y'all are on this list. So I'm just going to tell you number 20, Raphael Sadiq. Really?
Say what?
Really? Sadiq. Mekhi Phifer's number 18.
Say it with your chest.
50 Cent's number 17. I've heard this about John Sally. Number 16. Surprisingly, Keith Sweat, number 15. And I just don't believe number 14 at all. Mark damn Anthony. That means it got to be bigger than him. Little Mark Anthony. Yeah. Really?
Listen, this is inappropriate.
No, okay. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I would expect. Right?
She's 70.
He's 7 foot.
Yeah, I ain't going to believe this, who number nine is.
Oh.
Who?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Ew.
I don't believe number seven.
I don't believe any of that. That just
number seven,
the whole thing.
Michael Jordan.
Really?
And number five is a tie between Rick Fox and Vin Diesel.
Okay.
I'm not done.
All right.
James Woods, the actor.
Okay.
Number two. I just don't believe
it. Come on,
now. Come on.
Who? Say it.
John Amos. James from Good Times.
Damn.
Anybody under 50?
This is ridiculous.
Number one on the list, I do not believe, but his fingers are huge.
Who's that?
What?
Arsenio Hall. That's what they say about long fingers.
This is making me uncomfortable.
He's not in the top 20. He's not in the top 20.
I don't know what should go in his next record.
I got everything.
I guess we do.
I cannot complain.